Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Captain Pet? No, Patrick's not here. Bill the Engineer's not here either. There's nobody here in the studio except me. Not even Boat Show Girl's connected with me. But I do have Captain Rusty connected via the web in Jacksonville. And he's usually working, but he's available on this Earth Day.
I'm actually off today, you know, so I took a day off.
To celebrate Earth Day?
You know, 420, right? Oh, no, those different things, 22nd. The 420?
That was 2 days ago.
It was. But I can't. The 420 kind of carries over for a while.
Yeah, okay, it does. You know, lag time. Yeah,
it is. It carries over.
Yeah, I only remember Earth Day because it's my son's birthday today, and he turns 21 today. How about that?
For real?
Yeah, for real. So otherwise, I wouldn't think anything special about
it. He's still at home?
He's going to college still here locally in Orlando.
That's nice. Yeah. I talk to my son for an hour every day, and he lives in North Carolina. So
you think of him for an hour every day?
I literally talk to him for an hour every day.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that sounds a little weird.
It's meditation. You know, I was thinking, you know who I miss? I miss Bill the Engineer.
Yes. Well, you know, we've been talking to Bill. He hasn't been on the show lately, but he is coming back. He had to take a new gig that, it conflicted with our virtual cruise every week.
I know.
So he just hasn't been able to do that. But, you know, it was just a matter of time before he got fired and his time would be freed up again.
Good.
Well on his way. So I've been informed that Bill will be joining us here hopefully in the next few weeks. So we'll see how that unfolds. We wish him the best. We really don't want him to get fired, but we do want him to be with us.
So those letters that I was sending his employer, I shouldn't have done?
Good on you.
We got to do what we got to do.
That's right. You know, they went to him. They say, you know this guy? Oh, you're out of here.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Patrick is not here because he is out celebrating Earth Day, and I've heard reports that he's running around naked around downtown Orlando, around the city fountain or something. I
heard he was out protesting protesters.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know why he has to do that naked, but it brings him closer to the earth. So I'm not sure. It could be that, or it could be that's just how he likes to celebrate Earth Day. I don't know. We'll find out next week. But you were supposed to be hosting some big boat show.
Yeah, today was supposed to be day two of the boat show.
Yeah.
And I have the day off. So
what happened? Well, how did that?
This is a big deal. It's very, very disturbing, very big deal. So here, set back.
Yeah.
Pull up a chair.
All right, let's do this.
It's going to take a while.
Join us for this journey through Captain Rusty's. I don't know. This is going to be like a reality show type of show today.
Yeah, this has been absolutely crazy. So we had prepared. Our move-in day was on Tuesday. And this is the Southeast Boat Show. This is one that happens every year. It's an on-water boat show in Jacksonville. It's happened for 20 years.
Okay.
It's really has an oyster fest. They have bikini contests. They have all kinds of boats. They have everything going on. And it's really a really great event that the city does. And the production company called Current Productions is the one that puts it on.
Okay.
And so our move-in day is on Tuesday, right? We got everybody lined up, got 30 boats that we're going to be bringing. Everybody's working overtime. And I get a phone call saying, don't move in yet. The gates are locked.
The gates are locked for
the
property.
For the event, yes,
at the marina.
At Metropolitan Park. It's a city-owned park, where the boat show is, and the gates are locked. And it goes downhill from here. So basically, what happens is they're saying the city. The message I get next is the city is not going to let us do the show. Now, keep in mind, I have paid my full amount. I paid $10,000.
Ouch.
To be there.
Right.
And the promoter's going, I don't know what's going on, why they won't let us in. You know, they're saying that there's a conflict, and the conflict is with another rock concert that's supposed to be in the following week, which is called Rockville. I think they're sponsored by Monster Drink.
Okay.
And so they have the contract, and so they have that date already scheduled. So as we start progressing, right, and so we get a call, and I get a call from the promoter the next day and goes, can you have the Jacksonville Marine Association, all the members, show up at Metropolitan Park so I can explain what's going on? So I do. I send out an email, and everybody shows up. So the promoter goes on from here to say that basically he never had a contract with the city. He never had a signed contract.
Well, wait, but he's been doing it for 20 years. How can he not have a contract?
Well, he said he never really has a contract that, you know, until about a month out, but he's done it for 20 years, so they should know.
Yeah.
Right? The date's always the same, so they should know. And we're talking about all the billboards have been up, all the marketing has been up, and everything's been done to this point. And the city's going, no, he doesn't have a contract. We gave his time to someone else. You know, because
to this Rockville concert thing?
Yes, the Rockville concert. And so
wow.
They were trying to work out between the boat show and the Rockville concert, and the promoter saying, we can't reach an agreement, whatever the case. So now it goes ugly. So now he starts talking about doing a class action lawsuit against the city. I'm thinking, I'm not really concerned about the city. I'm really more concerned about you. Right, because I'm concerned from the standpoint that you didn't have a contract and you took my money.
Yeah.
And then somebody asks, well, will we get our money back? Right, we'll get our money back. And he goes, no, I've spent it all on advertising. And so this gets to be very disconcerting that this is taking place. So immediately following after that meeting, I told the group, I said, we're going to have an emergency board meeting for the Jacksonville Marine Association to see how we're going to handle it. And so I told the promoter, I said, I need to talk to the Marine Association by themselves.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, that seems a little odd to me. We need to decide what we're going to do. So he leaves and stands over on the side and waits for me to finish talking. And so when I go back over there, I said, we've got to have an emergency board meeting, kind of see how we want to handle the situation. He said, well, are you planning on just doing it yourself? I go, you know, all the options are open. He gets really kind of hostile at this point. He goes, I'd advise you strongly against not doing that. I'm going,
really?
It's not me.
What is this, like a negotiation with Iran or North Korea or something?
It was so odd.
Options are on the table. All those are fighting words.
It was like, I'm going, wow. I said, it's not me. I said, this is an association, a board thing. So, you know, don't point your finger at me. It's not me. I'm just saying we got to see what we're going to do. So we go back and meet. We decide, hey, let's look at some other dates. And so we start checking to see if any other dates are available that works out fine for the city. Hmm. Well, the promoter didn't tell us about one particular date, which was around, I think, 18th, 19th, and 20th, to say that date would work. But he told us some other dates, neither one which were good. One of them was Memorial Day weekend. Another one was like the first weekend of May.
Yeah.
And so we go, well, what about this date? Can we just reschedule it for that date? He goes, well, we can, but it's not a good date. Well, the reason it's not a good date is because he's also doing an event in Daytona that weekend.
Oh, of course.
So we voted. I would go, how many people like this date, the same date as Daytona? Everybody liked that date. So we go, we need to do, you know, this particular day. So he said, I don't know, you know, if that can happen. So we arrange to have a meeting with the city. Well, in the meantime, there's all kinds of information that comes out. All this is public, so I'm not saying anything that I shouldn't. It's public.
Right.
Evidently, what had happened was,
yeah.
So at the end of last year, there was a bill that was not paid. And this bill didn't get paid, and so the city kind of brings it to his attention, says, hey, you know, you didn't pay a bill. So he sets up a payment plan to finish paying off the city for the event last year.
Yeah.
One of those checks even bounced. And so then the city at that point does give the dates to Rockville. You know, yeah. They don't have a contract, and the city rightfully so for doing that. I agree. The promoter has known that this has been an issue, not just this weekend. He's known it's been an issue since November. For a long time, he's known.
And you found this out after you talked to the city and like, hey, what's going on? They said, oh, yeah, he didn't pay his bill, and you got a deadbeat. You got a deadbeat promoter.
All that came out in the paper, yeah. So then we met with the city on Thursday. Meeting was very, very telling, very matter of fact. I can't divulge a lot of things from that particular meeting. I will say that hopefully by the next day or so, there will be a new date that's going to be set. And
Well, are you getting free tickets to the Rockville concert?
Yeah, you know, I should. I mean, I see
Def Leppard is one of the headliners. So that ain't half bad, I guess. More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the one.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I used to have a boat.
You did?
Yeah, she was pretty damn sweet, man. I love that boat.
So why'd you lose it?
Sometimes the things we love aren't long for this world, Vern. Especially when your alcoholic ex-wife gets drunk and falls overboard and drowns.
This is the World of Boating. That is Def Leppard. They're performing next weekend in Jacksonville at Rockville. They'll probably play that song and dedicate it to the Jacksonville Boat Show. You think that's what might happen there, Rusty? Is that possible?
Yes. Anything's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a shame. They stole their date. I mean, the boat show was supposed to be going on this weekend, and
it is.
They got to move all the trailers and buses and everything for this big concert next weekend. And they couldn't do it because they couldn't do the boat show this weekend because, you know, they had to get in early to set up all these stages and stuff.
And it's absolutely a beautiful weekend.
Would have been a great boat show.
Every year it rains and it's windy at this boat show, you know, because it's that time of the year. There's no wind. There's no rain. Mm. Today is absolutely the hottest day of the year so far. Great. I'm missing a bikini contest because of this nonsense, these shenanigans, as I like to say.
Yeah, a bikini contest at a boat show, that sounds pretty, that sounds like something that shouldn't have been missed. I mean, you've been doing it for 20 years.
20 years.
It's a tradition.
It is. It's sad. The boating community is the one that was really hurt most by this, not to mention the dealers. Out lots of money, not just the money, not just the deposit for the space, the amount of sales. Sometimes we'll do $300,000 or $400,000 worth of boat sales.
Yeah,
over this weekend.
I mean, it's like Christmas for the boat dealers, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. The salesmen who get commission, the vendors, the food vendors. It very large impact on the community.
What are the bikini models supposed to do this weekend if there's no bikini contest at the boat show in Jacksonville?
I'm setting up a scholarship campaign. Okay. And if they want to stop by, we'll do interviews, you know, kind of try to help them out.
Come visit Rusty, ladies.
Yeah, see me. Yeah, just
he's there to console you.
I will. Yes, I do what I can, you know. I just have such a kind heart.
Well,
sometimes
the sacrifices you're willing to make. It is. It's pretty noble. I'm impressed. All right, but in all seriousness, this has become a major news story in Jacksonville.
It is. It's a major news story in Jacksonville and the trade industry in general. And promoters are, you know, they can do that. You put a lot of trust into them. It's not that the promoter, I think, was trying to be maliciously do anything wrong. It was very bad business decisions.
Yeah.
You don't do this without a contract. You pay your bills. You deal with the things. You know, you're above board. I will say at the meeting, I do want to say this, and this is extremely important.
Right.
At the meeting that I had on Thursday with the city and with the promoter, and with some others that were there, the city has gone out of their way to make this right, to help. It wasn't the city's fault. I need to say that. It's not the city's fault. The city did what any business would do. You don't have a contract. You don't have any money. They're not going to hold a date. They're going to give it to a paying customer, and I guarantee you Rockville is a high-paying customer.
Yeah.
So they're going to do that, and they should. But in order to make it right, to make sure that the boat dealers, and they said this in a meeting, we are going to make this right for the boat dealers, not for the promoter. We don't really like him.
Well, you mentioned that the promoter does other boat shows.
He does.
Daytona, I mean, does he do a whole bunch across the country?
He does about four.
Okay.
Three or four, yeah.
Right.
So it's the new date, hopefully, will be there is a new date that the city has put on the table and offered. It's a great, great date. You know, there's going to have to be some marketing. All the promotional material will have to be redone. I mean, literally, it's on the. This event for this weekend is on the cover of magazines. It's on every billboard around Jacksonville, radio ads. All that's going on as we speak.
Wow.
For an event that's not going to happen. So that money's kind of lost. That's a promoter issue. So there's a lot of questions. Can he pull it off? Will it be as good an event as it normally would have been? But whatever the case is, the city of Jacksonville stepped up.
The
new date I can't announce until the contract has been signed.
All right, so it's not going to be Earth Day, so it could
it's
be
not going to be
like
Earth Day,
Groundhog Day, or
right.
You know, some other kind of special day.
It won't be Mother's Day either. I can't say that.
Won't be Mother's Day.
No.
Okay. Like Secretary's Day.
Maybe, you know, if we could find one. Maybe we could make a special day for it.
Boat Show Day. How about that?
We could do a boat show day. You know, I would say bikini day, but that is July 5th.
Oh, there is such a thing.
There is.
I would expect you to know this.
I do. I actually have a Facebook page made for National Bikini Day.
Do you really?
I do.
Bless you.
I'm probably the only
one. I'm assuming there's some pictures and video.
I try. You know, I do my part. And, you know, usually a lot of years, if you'll remember at this show, I would actually interview bikini models on the World of Boating because that's how dedicated I
am. Well, that's research. I mean, that's just what,
that's what we do.
These are the kind of things we're willing to do, the extra steps we're willing to take to satisfy World of Boating listeners,
sure,
and passengers on our weekly virtual cruise. And I'm more than willing to assist in that. You know, and provide that platform for you.
But that's the kind of guy you are.
But by the way, what is the URL for that bikini day thing?
I gotta look at it. I haven't done it in a while.
Just text it. I don't care if you share it with everybody else.
Okay.
It's important for me to know for research purposes.
Exactly. You know, because I didn't even notice this. If you're a friend of mine on Facebook, which, you know, I assume you are. Well, I did put a picture of last year's bikini models.
Yeah.
And I had a girl write in, which I thought was kind of creative. She goes, "I can't believe that girl's wearing close-toe shoes.
What is wrong with her?"
That's what I thought.
Totally clashes.
Who wears close-toe shoes?
All right,
you know?
July 5th is National Bikini Day, or as some people like to call Dirty Old Man Day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, just checking.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I expect to get that text soon. All right, so you have a new date. You're not willing to share it with the world yet because you're still working out those details.
Right. We want to have a contract before we actually say anything.
Yeah, well, when you say we, are you still working with this promoter, or is that whole relationship gone south now?
We are involved from the standpoint of the city. Right. The city doesn't like the promoter. The city wants to do this to help out with the boaters. So we're just there to make sure that it happens. As a marine association, we're protecting the interest of our members.
Yeah. So
we're involved, not financially or legally. We're just involved as kind of overseeing.
Okay. So you're like, you do it yourself kind of thing. You wouldn't need a promoter per se, you mean? Or you don't know yet?
We don't know yet.
I gotcha. All right. Well, you know, as long as it's not July 5th, because I'm busy that day, I could help you out.
Okay.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Happy Earth Day to you, Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Rusty today. That's all we got as a crew. It's a skeleton crew today on the World of Boating. And really, this is it's kind of like Captain Rusty is just laying down on the World of Boating couch right there in the galley and venting because he was supposed to be doing a boat show in Jacksonville today. And lo and behold, he's not because there has been an issue with the promoter not paying bills or something, and the city sold the date to someone else or some rock concert, and now you're out of luck. So you're just twiddling your thumbs this weekend, and hopefully people will pop into Jacksonville Marine and buy a boat anyway.
And that's kind of what we try to do. It is funny to see the opportunists out there, and not that there's anything wrong with what they do. I give them credit. I'm actually more jealous of seeing that I didn't think of it.
What are you talking about?
Like our friend Lisa, Lisa the Boatinista. You remember her? She's been on the show before.
Yeah.
So she sends out a press release yesterday to all the newspapers saying, hey, since the boat show is not going to happen, we're going to throw a special event at Freedom Boat Club. We're going to be taking pictures. We're going to have free boat rides. We're going to have tiki bars out there and set up
bikini contests.
She's not going to do the bikini contest.
No, what is wrong with her?
I don't know.
Maybe you need. That's where you
she
need
doesn't.
To step up and take advantage of that missed opportunity.
I think I should.
You call her up, say, "Hey, I got an idea. If you're going to go sponge publicity off of our mishaps, why don't you let me come in there and host the bikini contest?"
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah,
then I could do it. You know, I could put that. We could do little Freedom Boat Club stickers on the buttocks of the models. I think.
Okay. All
that
right.
That would work.
Freedom from clothes.
Exactly. All right. I'm trying to help her.
Yes. You work that. Make sure you come up with a good alibi before you get arrested. Or anything.
I will. But so she's doing some stuff today, which I thought was good. Marine Max decided to step up, and they're doing a cheeseburger in paradise thing. I think that's next weekend. So they got some free publicity about it. So I should have been more aware. I should have got out there and put out press
release.
You figure
out how to make lemons or lemonade or
exactly.
Vice versa. One of those. You'll get it right. Or,
yes.
You get a 50-50 chance. All right, more coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Good morning, starshine. The Earth says hello.
Earth Day. It should be every day. Earth Day. Make sure you recycle today.
And every day is probably a good plan of attack. This is The World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Captain Rusty. Skeleton crew, but we're managing on Earth Day. Actually, you know, less people, less energy spent. We're going to save the planet. We could look at it that mm-hmm. way, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Do we have any like Earth Day facts or anything? It seems like that would have been a good thing. Did one and two put up anything?
I got nothing.
Really?
Nothing. Yeah, I don't know. Just recycle. I guess that's what you're supposed to do, yeah. And have fun little songs, uplifting songs. You know, hold hands. You know, sing, you know, songs, go into the woods without any clothes. I don't know.
Wait, I found some here. Earth Day was founded by Senator Nelson on April 22nd, 1970. Who would have thought 20 million people participated
really?
In the first Earth Day?
Senator Nelson from Florida was the one who did this?
If it's Senator Gaylord Nelson.
Oh, yep. Wait, no, that's not right. Bill Nelson is our...
Yeah, ours is Bill. This is Senator Gaylord.
A different Nelson. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Well, you know, hey.
So now we know.
Now we know, and you can file that accordingly. But no, it's it is Earth Day. So, yeah, I mean, all seriousness, you know, it just gives you an opportunity to reflect on ways that you could, make your carbon footprint smaller, I guess, or just do some little thing personally to, you know, thank the Earth for what it gives
you. I would think Earth Day and boating would be about sailboats.
Well, it could, but that doesn't mean all the gas baggers are necessarily bad. I mean, you can make little small adjustments and, maintaining your engine to make sure you get better mileage out of your, out of your boating outings. That makes a difference. But I wouldn't say that you have to be a gas bagger versus a stink potter to celebrate Earth Day. Why limit anyone? You know what I mean? Just make a small little adjustment or whatever. Just
well,
being aware.
I'm glad you asked because I do have some tips for
boaters.
Oh,
you do? Okay.
Clean. Yeah, I know.
That's where you were going with this. I didn't pick up on that subtle hint there.
Yeah, so, there are some things. I have 10.
You have 10 of them, of course. That would make sense. All right. So,
okay,
10 ways to celebrate Earth Day as a boater.
Right.
From Captain Rusty. All right, hit us.
Okay, so number one is choose green products. Okay, look for the EPA certified design.
Why would color
design.
Matter? I mean, what if it's a blue cleaner or, you know, okay, I got you. Yeah.
Minimal impact on the environment.
Biodegrades, that kind of stuff. Okay, yeah.
You also want to make sure you use the right prop on your boat. So make sure that way the engine's running at optimal RPMs for the adjusted speed. So you get it dialed in, and you're getting the best gas mileage and performance you
all
can.
Right.
So
I'm stumped. What do you mean, right prop? Doesn't when you buy your boat, doesn't it have the right prop on it?
You know, not always. That's a really good question. If you get your boat, and one of the things you can do, like if you have a Yamaha motor, you can actually look at their performance charts and just search for the propeller and the motor, and it will tell you your boat, and it will tell you what's the right prop to put on it. Some people, if it's the wrong prop, it's going to spin too high of an RPM. It's not going to get the right speed. So each manufacturer of the engine will give you usually the recommendations for the right prop, for the right motor, for the right boat.
Yeah, but that it's not necessarily automatic. You have to double check that.
You do need to double check.
Well, a dealer like Jacksonville Marine would make sure they had that match properly before
we
they
do.
Sold it.
Yeah. We do. And give you a good example, like Bennington pontoon boats do not come with props. When we get them in the dealership, they don't have the prop. It's, you know, we have to look it up and, you know, check the manufacturer to see which prop should be put on what boat. And if boat dealership doesn't do that, then you could end up getting the wrong prop.
And that would just mean less efficiency.
It would.
Or how it performed as well?
Performance and efficiency both.
Okay.
It's kind of like tuning it in so you're getting the, you know, the props turning at the right rotations. And Captain Patrick's going to hate, because I bet he would have had 1,000 things to say about choosing the right prop.
But yeah, he'd go a little step further by saying, the manufacturer will say this, but you might want to look at this, this, and this.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. All right. Well, okay, so make sure you have the right prop.
You do.
At least what's recommended by the manufacturer. You can go deeper and Google it or whatever.
Sure.
And if you do that, the Earth will give you props. Get it? Okay. Sorry, they're not going to get any better. All right, so that takes us to tip number three.
Try adding alternative energy. For example, solar panels, wind generators, especially if you do have a sailboat or a larger boat, those things can be installed pretty easily, especially the solar panels that power your radios or charge your batteries, those sort of things, which are just really easy and nice to do, and that's going to help reduce the carbon footprint.
Yeah. Well, now you got all the portable ones, too, to charge your cell phones and everything else, so you could use that and put it on like a little trickle charge for your battery for your boat and all that kind of electronic stuff, huh?
Right.
Okay. All right. Number four.
And number four, keep the bilge clean. You know, you want to avoid accidentally discharging oily water into the waterways, so you use an absorbent cloth. That's going to reduce the water pollution, so that's another way we can just kind of keep it clean without, you know, putting the oily water out
why
of our bilge.
Why does bilge water always get so dirty like that, though? Is it just because it's just spitting out goo from the engines?
The engines, you know, they're mechanical things, so there is going to be oil and stuff that'll drop, or when you're trying to put more oil in the boat, you know, there's just stuff that happens on, just like one drops out of your car.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Said, don't overfill your car, and that's when all that goo gets all over the sidewalk. Same kind of philosophy, I guess, huh?
Right.
It seems like that would be something that they could come up with some cool little device or thing to fix. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does seem like it'd be a simple solution.
We're
going to
clean your bilge water so well that you'll be able to drink it.
Yeah, now that you mention that, that really wouldn't be that hard, because you could take that bilge water where it drains down and put some sort of filter in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
So,
that's a great idea.
All right. Someone think of it and give me credit, and I'll give me the 85%. I'll let you keep 15. All right, number five.
Number five, retire the two-stroke outboard. Okay, we know that you love your motor, and you got a two-stroke outboard. They're the ones, you'll know it's a two-stroke, one of all, if you have to mix the oil with the gas. If it smokes really bad, then, that's going to be a two-stroke outboard. And four-stroke motors are so much nicer, so much more fuel efficient.
But I
so
thought there
quieter.
Were some two-strokers out there now that meet all those specifications for the EPA. I mean, they don't do that? I thought they did.
They may, but if you got an old one, it doesn't.
Well, an old one, right.
Yes.
Yeah. But if you still want to motor, if you still want to go motorboating with a two-stroke, you just got to make sure. That didn't really come out the way I wanted to say it, but just make sure you have a very modern two-stroke.
Yeah,
there are some out on the market now.
There are a few. I really do like the four-strokes from the standpoint. But the old ones, they're really bad. I mean, the smoke that comes out from behind them and, you know, the mixing with oil and gas, it just, if nothing else, it looks terrible. And everybody on your boat stinks when they get off. And so.
Right. Yep. It's better to look good and smell good than to boat good. I don't know, something like that. All right, six, right?
Number six, recycle your lead acid batteries. You want to recycle those, your 12-volt batteries. That's the most easiest thing to recycle in the world, and it's going to save money and conserve resources. So saving money, conserving resources, big deal. So
I don't know. Why would you even want to keep one of them things? Or, you know, I mean, you got to replace it anyway at the store. You might as well take it. They take them from you.
They will take it and so, you know, recycle them for you. So it's really simple, easy to do. So that one's a no-brainer. You should just do that.
Got it. All right. Number seven. Way to celebrate Earth Day as a boater.
That's right. Prevent fuel spills. One of the basic things that I see people doing this all the time at the marina is they'll come in, they go to fill up their boat with gas, they just, you know, start filling it up and just let it until it sprays over the side of the boat, goes all into the water. If you can just wrap an absorbent cloth around the nozzle on the gas pump when you're filling it up, so when it does blow back or anything like that, it's going to absorb into the cloth instead of going into the waterways. And it's also going to keep you from smelling like gas and keep from getting it in your boat. So kind of a big deal. Yeah. So you want to prevent that.
A little common sense and a little quick tip. I like it. Number eight.
Number eight. Now, this isn't for everybody. This isn't for me. This is for special people with nicer boats. Use your autopilot. That's going to steer better and going to actually make the boat go in a better direction to get better fuel economy instead of kind of being all over the place if you're just looking for stuff. So your autopilot's going to reduce your fuel consumption.
All right, that makes sense.
Yep.
Number nine,
recycle monofilament fishing line.
Recycle fishing line. What do you mean?
Like, well, your fishing line, a lot of times people just like throw it in the trash, or even worse, they throw it in the water and it gets tangled up in the wildlife and stuff.
And us divers have to clean it up. That's a mess.
Yeah, you've seen this. And so in almost all boat ramps today, they'll have a little PVC pipe there, which is actually made for your fishing line. Just put it in there on your way out.
Okay. Well, there you go. Save your fishing line, recycle it, or make sure it doesn't get out in the environment. All right, we got the number one way to celebrate Earth Day for boaters next on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Mr. Foxworthy, do you know why I pulled you over, sir? Well, it concerns that vehicle you're pulling behind you. No, sir, it's not against the law to tow a boat, but we do require you put it on a trailer. Could you ask your friends to get out of the boat, please, sir? No, sir, I don't give a damn if the fish are biting. Could you ask your friends to get out of the boat there?
Boat drinks. Boys in the band ordered boat drinks. Visitors scored on the home rink. Everything seems to be wrong.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Captain Rusty, celebrating Earth Day. We just went through the top 10 ways to celebrate Earth Day as a boater. Got all the way up to number 10.
Number 10.
And as, of course, we do in radio, we got to tease you through the break. So we did 9 of them. The 10th way to celebrate Earth Day as a boater is what, Rusty?
Well, and this one, I don't know. It's not just for boaters. It's for everybody. But okay. It kind of goes along with the theme.
Sure.
Eat responsibly by using harvested seafood. So you want to choose the sustainable seafood. And I know you like to go like lobstering.
I do.
Those sort of things.
Yep.
So you want to make sure you're only taking what you can eat or what you can use in the right times of the season, mm-hmm. making sure they're the right size, be good to the environment, and make sure we have a sustainable fishery for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're, I like to do the diving thing. So if you're spearfishing and stuff, you know, this whole thing, like you want to get the biggest monster fish you can, that's not really the way to go about it. You want to get something in the middle there. You know, and fishing guys can, you know, they can relate to this too. Same thing with lobster. And you got to make sure you do the minimums too. Otherwise, if you get caught, you're going to get hammered with a citation regardless. So,
oh, yeah.
But a little common sense in that regard. Even the same thing with lobsters. You don't, you know, you see a big monster lobster, that thing's been around for 100 years. As cool as it might be to catch a, you know, 15, 20-pound lobster, those are the ones you want to kind of leave out there because they'll make little lobsters and much, much, much more of them. So, you know, you got to kind of take that all with a little common sense.
You know, and I think Florida, one of the things, and this wasn't on my list, but it is something that I think that needs to be mentioned, is you really need to be careful with the fertilizer on your lawns, especially in Florida. The algae blooms, which comes from the fertilization of the yards, is getting to a place a lot of times where it makes the waterways almost uninhabitable during certain times of the summer. I know that we've been hurt as an industry, and the boaters have been hurt in past years just because the algae would be so bad on the lake that you can't even go out.
Well, lake, ocean, same thing. I mean, you get out of South Florida, certain places, when we're diving right off the coast, you'll see this weird purplish hairy algae growing on the reef in certain places. Man, it depends on the time of year, but when it gets into the warmer months of summer, that's when the algae starts blooming. And if there's all this nitrogen or, you know, runoff in the water, man, it's very apparent. And you're like, oh, my gosh, look at that stuff. At first, it looks kind of cool, and then you're like, oh, wait a minute. That's algae. It's smothering the reef and killing everything.
Right.
So you don't want that.
I think last year, wasn't it Stewart or Jupiter, one of those areas that was pretty much shut down for the algae? It was, you know, and that's a big effect on their economy, their tourism.
Yeah, it'll come back. You know, the Earth, if you don't keep her happy, she will come back and bite you. You know what I'm saying? Or she'll smack you around. Just like, the wife, you don't take care of her on her birthday or whatever. Oh, boy, you're in big trouble. Same thing. Consider the Earth. Consider it's the Earth's birthday today. And if you don't take care of her today and treat her a little extra nice on her birthday, then she might come back and create some
Here's your words of wisdom for Earth Day.
Yeah.
The Earth can survive without us, but we can't survive without the Earth.
Ah, so true.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to piss her off.
No.
I'm guessing, yeah. But yeah, you know, you don't have to make major changes. I mean, you can if you want. You can go way overboard and run through the woods naked like Captain Patrick today, or you can just make little adjustments, or just being aware.
Sure.
You know, as a lot of things comes back to recycling and things like that. And like you said, fuel drips when you're filling up your boat and that kind of stuff. Just little things can make a difference. And that's really what it's all about. Just being aware. It's not really putting you out too much by just thinking about the Earth at least one day a year. And obviously, you know, maybe that'll, move into a daily kind of thing. Like, well, yeah, that was pretty easy to do on Earth Day. I'll just do it every day.
And it's kind of like your anniversary, right? You think about your wife that one day a year.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. I'll go with that, too.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's similar.
Yeah. All right. And as far as your boat show issue, with Jacksonville. You know, I feel for you. I guess next week we might be able to announce the new date.
We can. We'll announce the new date next week, and hopefully the promoter can get it together. I think it's lost a lot of credibility in the community and the area, and I don't know what will happen next year. I do have a plan for how to fix it for next year, but I can't share that either. I'm like the FBI, man. A lot of secrets.
Yes. Well,
I'm an important guy. I keep telling people, and they don't believe me.
Well, you know, you just keep telling them that. Eventually, they'll think you're crazy and lock you up. But regardless, you know, that's okay. We will still talk to you.
Sure.
But you know, the thing is, I hope it does work out, whether it's with that promoter or not. It sounds like a typical thing that, you know, happens in every city across the country. You have boat shows all over. So that's why it's a big news story in the industry. And,
sure.
And hopefully, you know, we'll get to the bottom of this and make sure other cities don't have to deal with the aggravation you are dealing with today. Right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Learn from Rusty's mistakes. Don't be Rusty. Let him make all the mistakes so you don't have to. Something like that, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, we'll go with that. Well, happy Earth Day to you. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.